Okay, our pick of the Gemara, Kuf Mem Hey Amud Bey, is the very last line. The words of Nimet Ma Ovde Kol Chavim. So the Gemara is continuing again. There was four things that Rabbi Yochanan was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan while he's sleeping. About why is Babel different than Eretz Yisrael? Why are Goyim different? And they answered it, and Rabbi Yochanan answered them differently. But ancient Sangon, this is the last one. So they said, why was it that the people who worship Avodah Zarah, they have this certain smell of impurity? They're not, they're very, the impurity to them. Why is it not because they eat katzer mamzer? Rather, shalom du al har Sinai, they did not receive the Torah. Since they didn't accept the Torah, they always have this stench of impurity to them. Shebishah, turning on to the next seven now, shebanachash al chava. When the snake had relations with Chava, Rashi over here says that the Mamish had relations, so that hitil bazuama, then it gave impurity to her. This is a spiritual impurity. This is a very big thing al pi Kabbalah, apparently also, that there's a deep idea over here about the sins that are created, and the tumma that we have is based on that we were perfect, and we didn't have any impurity whatsoever before the sin of Chava. Yisrael, Shandu, Asin, Paskas, however, Klal Yisrael, who then we were Mekabel the Torah, that stopped this impurity, and this stopped it, and therefore we were able to come to our full state. Could be this is a reference to the Nefesh Elokah B'mal that we have, as opposed to the Nefesh HaBehamis that the Goyim have. Could be that this, but that's what the Gemara says over here. Over to Kochavim, Shalom Dal Arsina Lopas Gomas. However, non Jews who never came to Arsina, they never received this special. This special Zuma. And so I actually brought down a very interesting thing. I was wondering in this Kasha, the Gemara, but we say in the Haggadah, Ilo, the Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, Vilamas Anlam Satorah, Dayinu. So everyone asked, what do you mean? How would it be enough if we didn't get the Torah? So it could have been Dayinu that at least we would have had Pascha Zumasana. So I shot over here, based on this Gemara, that we would have lost the impurity still, even if we had not received the Torah. We came to Har Sinai, the fact that we stood by Har Sinai, maybe that would have been enough. Hashem would have taken our impurity. Interesting shot based on the Haggadah over there. Gemara continues. What's going to be the with regards to converts who didn't stand at Har Sinai? We know that the neshamas, all of Klal Yisrael was in Har Sinai, but what about Gerim who never stood in Har Sinai? So how are they going to have the Zuma Masan removed from them? So even though they weren't there, still their mazalos, whatever that means, the mazalos usually is person's representative angel. We saw that early in Rashi. So that means that they were by Har Sinai. So they since they were there, that also is some form or another, they were also by Har Sinai. So it's very interesting. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh quotes that they have this Zuama. It's very interesting. It's against the Gemara over here. Apparently on the Zohar it writes that they did. But that's either way, so that the Gemara says that they don't. The Pasuk says, we are going to learn. This is later on in Sefer Dvarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that not all those who are standing here, but even those who are not standing with us, the bris was for them. So even, apparently it refers to even people who are non-Jews, later become part of the Jewish nation, is going to be part of this bris, and therefore they're going to lose the Zuma as well. They're going to get rid of this impurity. The Gemara now quotes a machlokas. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Rabbi Abba Bar Kana disagrees with this. He said it was much earlier that we lost the Zuma. After three generations, the impurity had been removed from Klal Yisrael. That after three generations, we lost this impurity. Avram had Yishma, so there was still impurity. Yitzchak Olidus Esav, Yitzchak had Esav, this part of impurity. However, Yaakov, after the third generation, Yaakov had 12 tribes, and therefore, Shalaya ben Shum Dofi, there was no impurities to this, and therefore, they were free of the Nachash's impurity that lasted. It was after that we already came. So much earlier, already, the Shvatim didn't have the Zuma. Now the Mishnah says, Shover Adam is a Chavis Echel Men Grogor. A person is allowed to break a barrel in order to eat the figs inside of it. So now, generally, when you break a barrel, Rashi points out you're breaking it with a knife or a sword, based on the Mishnah. And even though breaking a barrel can be a malach of makev patish, fixing it, here it's going to be permitted, Rashi says, because of makalka, because it's a destructive action. However, the Ran asked on Rashi, the Ran said, what do you mean? Though we assume that basically there's an Isra Rabbanan to do makalka, because maybe it's makalka with chachabura, which is an Isra Raisa, so generally by makalka, there's an Isra Rabbanan. So he says, maybe according to Rashi, there's a heter because of the fact you're going to be eating it. That's what comes out from Rashi. Now, there's a very important Tosos quote the Mishnah in Erevin, and based on the Mishnah in Beitza, about the idea that really it seems to be Usher. It seems to be usher to do this. It seems to be usher to destroy something, or to break open the barrel. It seems to be usher. So the Gemara in Beitza says, that Rabbi Lazar says that we're discussing a kli that's a mustiki. A mustiki is a kli that is, Rashi describes over there, that's been broken and put back together. And only for this type of kli, the Mishnah is going to be telling you that it's mutter, to be soser, that type of kli. But regular kli, it would be usher. And Tosos over here quote this, and they quote that answer. So this would be, however, according to Rashi, as we pointed out, Rashi assumes that the Mekalkel is going to be permitted. So how do we paskin? It's a very important shiloh over here, because Minogiah for our Kalim, if we're assuming they're not a Mustaki, if we're assuming that they're not something that is very weak and a bad Kli, then it would be very problematic. So Shulchan Aruch, in fact, rules, like Tosos and the Rush, that specifically by a Mustaki, we're going to say there's no prohibition of Soser. However, all other Kalim, there would be a prohibition, in Rabbanan at least, of Soser. So according to Shulchan Aruch, there would be an Isser of Soser by a container or something that is, or maybe a bottle that is going to be something potentially, if you're going to be destroying it. That would, or really more like opening, whatever, not in a bag. A container more is going to be a problem with Soser, but not necessarily opening bottles wouldn't be the Shaila necessarily, because you're not really destroying anything. Really about creating a Pesach now. We'll see that in the Hamsheikh. So that would be, the Pshat of Shulchan Aruch. However, it's important to note that the Rambam and the Rif, they both paskin like Rashi. So it's very interesting why the Shulchan Aruch goes against his rule of going like the Beis Din of Rambam and the Rif. So Rav Avadia points this out. Rav Avadia is a fascinating tshuva. He always goes like Maran. So he says, or Rav Avadia says, that had the Shulchan Aruch known about the Psak of the Rif and the Rambam, he would have passed him that there's no Isser Soser at all like Rashi. So therefore, Rav Avadia would assume that there would not be an issue of, let's say, opening containers according to Rav Avadia, the issue of Soser would not be applicable according to Rav Avadia, because had he known the Rif and the Rambam, it's a Rambam affair. It's not like a Shuta Rambam, the Chor to Rambam in the Maran of Uchim, Hilchos Shabbos over there. So it's a Shaila why he could assume that way. But either way, that's what Rav Avadia says. So that's a really important thing that comes up by opening containers, things like that. It should be noted also, let's say like a milk bag or another heter, is that those might actually be a mustiki. The bags that we have, opening a bag of chips, l'chora, those are going to be potentially a mustiki if you assume that they're very shvach kelim. So that would be part of the reason that we want to empty out the contents. If you're opening a small bag of chips, you should empty the contents right away, because you're showing that you're not destroying a kli or making a kli, because you don't want to use any of the contents inside. So then if it's just a mustiki, it'd be mutter. That's also like the milk bags and Shabbos, or someone's almond is making because of the fact that it's a mustiki. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah now. But it is only provided that you're not creating, pretending on making a kli. If you're pretending on making a kli, then it would be usher anyway to do that. Okay, so then Rashi points out that you have to be doing it specifically derech, that you'd be making it. You're trying to make a Pesach Noah, which we're going to see on the Hemshech Legamar. That's another isser that is created. A Sias Pesach is, even if it's permitted to open the chavis and the food inside, it's going to be usher to create a nice Pesach Noah, which is, I think, also even in the milk bag, I'm not mistaken, or Shlom Zalman was machmer not to, let's say, cut it off with those scissors and a nice cut to make sure like that. Well, maybe use your teeth or something like that, so you don't have a Pesach Noah Shaila as well. I think that's where Shechter is also machmir on opening bottles for that reason. Shechter is machmir on opening bottles. Everything I remember he said, based on that idea of Pesach Noah, was the reason that he told me one time. Not sure if that would be by all bottles or maybe just by metal bottles, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was by both. But I could be wrong, so that would be either another problem based on this mission that comes up. The Chachamim say that it is permitted. Rashi points out the Chachamim Matirin, because it's not Derech Pesach Lasos L'Chavis B'Kach. That's not the Derech to do it in this manner. That's not the Derech to know. I don't know if I read that line again. You're not supposed to. I think I skipped that line. Is that you're not supposed to? You're not supposed to open the plug on the top. The plug is on the top, or the seal's on the top. That's Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim said. That's not the. Rashi points out it's not the derech. The plug on the top would not be an issue. Also, everyone agrees that you shouldn't open it on its side, because that apparently is the derech. That's what Rashi says. Gemara is going to say, but if the barrel was already open and you just want to plug it up, you shouldn't use wax, because you'd be smoothing it out, and memareach is a Toldah, Rashi points out, of memachik, of smoothing. They used to smooth the hides in the Mishkan, so I'd be an Isra, told of an Isra Reisa, and that'd be a very big Shaila. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Be'alifnei Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakei, Be'ariv. The Shaila once happened to Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakei in the town of Ariv, and they asked him, Shaila, Amar Shachalik Hashem Mechatas. If a person does this, I'm choshish, he may have violated an Isser de Oraisa. Now the Mishnah continues. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shua, Lo Shadu Ela Drusa. So Mishnah's permission of breaking open the barrel, that's only talking about with a sword or knife. That's only if it was a barrel that for figs, Dafka. In that case, a person will need the life to use that. However, Mefrudos Lo, but Rashi points out that the fig cake, but when it comes to loose figs or something else, you're not allowed to use a knife for that purpose, because you're going to use the knife for cutting the figs, so therefore, Mamela, I'm allowed to cut open the chavis. However, for, in the Shuk, they used to have, you cut open with these big knives, they used to open the cakes of like chalva and things like that. Those things are those type of knife. That's the only reason you could use it, because that's what they use for the figs. However, any other thing else, any other food, you would not be allowed to. The Gemara says mufrudos lo. So the Gemara says, is it really true that loose figs should not be permitted? Why not? Why can't you open it with a knife or a sword or whatever you're going to use open to open it in that way? The Gemara says, because Rabbi Shimon Galil Omer, maybe Adam is a chavish el yain. A person can bring the barrel of wine and make his rosha b'sayif, and you could cover the top, chop off the top with the sword. And you could you could do it before the guests. You don't have to be concerned that anything is wrong. So we see that it's clearly mutter to use a sword in order to open the barrel in the same way that you want a taina is usher. So the Braisa says explicitly that it's mutter. The Gemara says, Hayir Rabbanan Masnis Rabbi Nechemi. No, the Braisa is telling the Ben Rabbanan as opposed to the our Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Nechemiah. We saw this machlokas Rabbi Nechemiah and Chachamim Rabbi Nechemiah is extremely machmir. He says ain't kli nital al tzarach tashmish from yuchadal. You're only allowed to use a kli for the specific main purpose of that kli. You're not even allowed to use a kli for a purpose that's secondary to it. Nothing to, and that would be like a function of muksa. He was extremely machmir about that. So that was shita of Rabbi Nechemiah. However, Rabbanan said no. You could use it for whatever you want as long as it's a heter purpose on Shabbos. No shaila. Even a kli from laftal iser you could use for a heter purpose according to Rabbanan. So that is something. And our Mishnah now lines up with our Menachemia, where it's machmir that only for the figs. However, not for anything else. So the Gemara now says, "Why does Rabbi Yoshia have to make the Mishnah aliba de Ashitas Yachid that we don't even pass like usually like that whole like the Stam Mishnah?" Uvid Jews says, and also specifically that it's going to be the pressed figs. Look me before that's right. Why don't you just assume like it's a regular case of loose figs and it's not an issue and it's going to be. Like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava Masnis and Kasha Shasay, the actual Mishnah was a Kasha in him. Why does the Ma'iriya, the Tana Grogoros, let's say Peros, why does the Mishnah Dafka use figs as a specific example? Why does it mention all fruits? You can use any fruit that you want. Use any fruit you want to open it up, the fruit that you want. So the Gemara says, Shmamina, Berjus, Dafka, we're talking about a case of the fact that the Mishnah is a Liba, Derman Chemia, by specifically of dried figs, where you need to use this thing in order to cut it, and therefore, since I'm using a Mela for the purpose, the Iker purpose of the Kli, of the knife, and of the sword, to use it to open it up, that must be that our Mishnah is Meduak, like Rebbe Nechemia. The Gemara continues, Tana Chada, we learn around Braisa, Choles, Shall Gogras, Shall Tamarim, Matir. Someone's got to untie baskets of a dried fig or dates. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here, that Rashi points out that there were type of closed woven baskets of palm leaves, and dates would be put in these baskets like they're left to ripen, like we do for like bananas. You leave them out to ripen. So that apparently they used to untie them, and that would be okay to untie the rope. Rashi says, even though Rashi Ura says in Bates over there, that untying the permanent knot we know is usher of a year, is referring to a very temporary knot, which would not be an isser of matir and kosher matir, really, maybe matir. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to unravel these ropes or cut them up. We have another braisa that says, though, matir avalo mafkiavalo chosech. You're allowed to untie them, but you shouldn't unravel or cut them. So now it appears that there you have a stira between these two braises. And the verse also is not a problem. The first one is going to be the view of the chachamim or more mekel. The one is mir machmir. That's going to be the view of the chachamim. The son of the braisa tells us from the chachamim, afilo tarvad, afilo talis, afilo sakin, and ladan tzarech tashmisha. And that even a spoon, a garment, or a knife, all of those things can only be handled and taken for their specifies the use, and anything else would be usher to use them for that purpose. Now the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah said again that you're allowed to tuck the top of a barrel. So Gemara says, "Ba'amaneir of sheishes ma'ala mivras chavisa bebirsa b'shabdus." What about if you want to put a spear in? Is it permitted to open the barrel in that way with a spear? Is that going to be the same halacha as well? So the Gemara says, "What's the shaila?" The pesach comes chavim v'asher. Is Yudavka trying to make a nice hole, which is a pesach na, like we mentioned before, a nice hole? Creating that pesach would be usher. Odil malai nafin kavin charish. No, he wants to allow the wine to come out nicely. There's a lot of guests, and he wants to make sure there's a big hole, so that not lav dafka does he care about the size of the hole or what it looks like. It's not creating a pesach na, and it should be permitted. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehu." Rav Sheshet said back to them, "Lepischa mekaven va'asir." He's dafka doing it for an opening. It's going to be permitted. The Gemara says, "Maisiv." We have a kasha though on Rav Sheshet from the Brisa that says, "Rabban Shimon Gomel Omer, maybe Adam Chavish LeYain and Ma'itiz Rosh Hashayif." That a person can take a barrel of wine, he's allowed to open it up with a sword. So we see that the sword is going to be mutter. Why would a spear be any different? So the Gemara says, "Hasam v'adalai nafik mekaven." So there, when it comes to the spear. When it comes to the sword, rather, he's just trying to have a ayin yafet to make sure that there's a big hole so he can serve it nicely over there. In that circumstance, when it comes to the sword, because the fact that he's opening it on that area is showing that he's only chopping off the top. That part he clearly wants to just serve it to everyone. If the case is that he really wants to just have a large opening in order that he could pour it out nicely, then he should just open the top of the barrel. Since he's doing it with dafka with this spear to do a new hole, clearly he's trying to make another nice opening for the barrel. In which case, it's going to be usher. Says the Mishnah, "Ein nokvin megufa." One is not allowed to open up the plug on the top of the barrel. That's where Rabbi Yehuda Chacham disagrees. It is okay. When it comes to machlokas about whether making this hole on the top is mutter, that's dafka on the top or the plug is on the top of. But as the side, everyone is going to be that it's usher, because Rashi points out the top is unusual, and the side, that's tafka where people would want to do it. The side is the derech, and therefore everyone's going to agree that it's going to seem that you're misaking the clear, making the clear better, and therefore it's going to be usher. And that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you shouldn't do it on its side. That's kuli alma. That is even according to the Chachamim. Rav Chista, Rav Chista disagrees. He says machlokas min atzad. The machlokas is dafka on the side of the barrel. Of al gaba devra kol mutter, but on the top, everyone's going to agree that it is mutter. V'ad ketani lekavena mitzida, that you shouldn't do it on the side. Hasam begufa de chavetz. That's referring to making a hole on the actual barrel itself, not in the cap, rather the barrel, and making a hole in the barrel. That's going to be when it's usher, because then everyone agrees that that would be an improvement. So he says though, generally min atzad is also is going to be machlokas, that even the chacham are going to be makel over there. And however, the al gaba is only shailan. Even al gaba is going to be everyone's going to be makel al gaba. That's the machlokas. The Gemara says, "Natanu rabbanu yehovah b'risa enok menekav chadash b'shabbes." Someone is not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos. In balahosif mosif. However, if you want to come to enlarge an already existing hole, you're allowed to enlarge it. V'yishomer in mosifin. However, there are those who say that you're not allowed to enlarge a hole on Shabbos. Shabbos shenok menekav chadash unless chalila. Everyone agrees that it's permissible to reopen an old hole on Shabbos, because Rashi points out reopening an old hole as been sealed or plug is not considered making a new kli. Therefore, it's not significant, and therefore, it's going to be halachah mutter. V'tana kamas, according to the Tana, ma'ishna nekav shadash shalod, dilo misakan pischa, sufei namik misakan pischa. The Gemara asks now, according to the Tana Kama, though, what's the difference between a new hole and an old hole? When I'm enlarging a hole, and a hole that's already been created, I'm also helping to become misakin pischa. I'm now fixing the kli, and therefore I should be misakin the kli as well by doing it, by adding to a hole as well. That's the new shear, that's the new size that I wanted him. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbah, Dvar Torah Kol Pesach Shenu Asa L'Hachnis L'Hotzi Eino Pesach." Really, B'Nidar Raisa, when a halachic ruling of opening a hole that it's created misakin over here, misakin mana, that is only where it is allowing you to open and close that hole. The opening hole, that it goes through both ways. However, over here, since at the end of the day, you only want it to go out one way, it's only one way hole for the purpose of pouring out your wine, that is clearly Midrash Rabbanan. So the whole din is Midrash Rabbanan. Rabbanan the Gazer Mishum Lul Shetangolin. And the Rabbanan made a decree of saying that it's usher, even in the case of one way, because of the chicken coop, the Avid Luya Avira Lafuke Havla, because the hole over there is to bring in the air. And also, people don't realize this though, but it's also take out the Havla. It's like the Havla is like the bad vapors, whatever it might be, that are coming out of that. That's the Gemara has a bore, also has Havla, that these things have like these bad vapors over there that you need to get out. So really, it's a two-way hole. People think it's a one-way hole. That's an Isser Dereisa, though. Bimbala Osif Mosif. However, the Tana Kama therefore is going to say that you're allowed to increase it, because that's never going to come to be confused with the little Tashel Tarnagolim. Like, because Asufi Vaday Belul Shetagon Lo Asil Asufi. Why not? Says the Gemara, turning on to next time. But now, Mishum Rikshah, because Rashi says that that's like a sheretz, like the example of rats and weasels Rashi gives, that you don't want to make the hole too big when it comes to the Lul Shetagolim, because the hole is going to be too big. It's going to come to lead to weasels and other creeping things coming around and ruining this Lul Tarnagolim, ruining the chicken hen, so the chicken coop. So therefore, we're not going to make a gzera. We're not going to make a gzera in that circumstance, and assume that it would be any problem whatsoever. Now the Gemara continues. V'yesh omrim in musaf, according to the Mishnah, some say someone is not allowed to enlarge a hole on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Dilzimnin dilot takanta meikara," because sometimes someone doesn't properly adjust the chicken coop's opening when he originally builds it. V'asid arvochebe, and then he's going to come to later enlarge it, and therefore doing that would be a violation of Isser Raisa. So therefore, the Chacham said that even enlarging any hole would be usher, according to even for one way use hole, that would be usher to add to that on Shabbos. Darash of Nachman Shem Yochanan Alchi Yoshem, and Alchi is going to be like the Yoshem Rim that made Darabana, and someone's not allowed to expand any hole. That's Rav Nachman to Paskin. The Gemara continues that v'shavin shenok v'nekav yashan lecharchila. The Bais says that everyone's going to agree that it's permitted to reopen an old hole. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel lo shenol makom ha'aser l'shamer. That this halacha is taught that you're allowed to reopen any hole. Reopen a hole. That's the only place where it was only there to help aser l'shamer, to help. Rashi says to preserve the smell of the wine, so the wine should still be good, and that would be the case because it wasn't such a stronghold. However, aval chazik, if it was a place meant to strengthen the barrel, usher, that's going to be usher. Rashi points out, because if it's the chazik, that you're going to be chazik l'kli, that the wine shouldn't come out, because Rashi says, because when you plug that in, when you're associating that, when you stop that up, that is going to making a major closing, and therefore opening it up would be like a pesach lechadchila, opening a new pesach. So therefore usher. Heichi dami l'shamer, then we're asked now, what's the example of preserving? Heichi dami l'chazik, what's the example of strengthening? Amar Rav Chista, l'malam min hayayin, that above the wine, zel shamer. That's only used to preserve the wine smell. However, below the wine surface, zel lechazik. That's going to be lechazik. That's going to be aser. Rav Amar lamat bnei yana zel shamer. Rava says that also below it is also preserving. Heichidem lechazik. So according to him, what's the only example which can be machmir? We're going to say that that's strengthening. Kigon shenikva lamat bnei shmarim. Even putting it under the barrel at the very, very bottom below the dregs, where the bad part of the wine, that's the part where it's going to be aser. That only that would be considered an iser. The Gemara says, "Amar la bayla Rava tana maselach." You have a brisa that supports you. By his tassim, because if you have a house, the entrance to the courtyard was sealed off. Yeshlo arba amos. The Lachas Rashi points out that the Gemara Bava Basra discusses that whenever you have a courtyard, it's divided among the people who live there. Everyone automatically gets 4 amos adjacent to their entrance that they have into their house. Any entrance they have into their house. So if you have multiple entrances, let's say you sealed off one of them, you're still going to get your 4 amos. However, parats es patzmiosav. If you tore down the doorframe where you sealed the entrance, ain lo arba amos, you're not going to have your 4 amos anymore. The brisa continues. By his tassim, however, if you have a house that's completely sealed, it's not going to make those around it for amos away. It's going to be tamei midrabanan, where it goes there, that even if there's no oil near you, for 4 amos within where the person is dead is considered tamei midrabanan, because they're afraid you'll come to a mile and go near the, and actually come within the actual oil of the mace. So parts of filosof, ever someone tore down the door frame and therefore you seal the house off, mitamei kol sivosof, the house is going to be tamei anyone who comes to 4 amos on all sides, because the house is going to be considered like a grave, and the grave reserve midrabanan is going to be like 4 amos over there. So we see that in both cases that opening is going to lose its status only when it has been completely sealed off. So this is going to be a raya for Rava. That's what Rabbi wants to bring down. This is a raya for Rava that only when you have the case of a nikva lamatim and a shmarim, that's the only example of something that is going to be considered a strong seal. Everything else is going to be permitted. That is what the Gemara wants to bring a raya for Rava as well, over here. The Gemara now says, Guvasa, if you have a spigot that is in an existing hole and wine on Shabbos, Rav says it's Asar and Shmuel Shari. The Gemara now says, what is this? Machatech lechatchila, the cutting out a reed, Rashi says, to use as the spigot, that everyone agrees it's going to be Asar, because that's Misakin Kli, Rashi says. Dure, however, putting it back, that's the Shadakum Yalla Pligid Ashar, everyone is going to agree, sorry, that's permitted. The shaila is where it had already been cut to serve as the spigot, but you didn't trim it to its size. So manda asar so gazrin dem asar mechatech lechatchila. So the one who says it's asar is going to come to cut to the reed in the first place. That would be asar, and that's why we have the gzira over here, and that would be a violation of mechatech of doing it to the exact size that you want. Manda shari, the one who said it's permitted, lo gazrin rabbanan, doesn't make such dinder rabbanan in that circumstance. Katanai, the gemara says a machlokas tanaim ein choschen shofaris beyom tov. You're not allowed to cut a tube to serve as a spigot for a barrel on Shabbos. Ein tzarich lomar b'Shabbos, and it goes without saying that this would be the case on Shabbos. Nafla machzir nosa b'Shabbos. However, if it fell in the hole in the barrel, you're allowed to put it back to its place on Shabbos. And it goes without saying that they'd be permitted to do this in Yantiv. Rabbi Yehoshia, Mekel, Rabbi Yehoshia says that it is not a problem. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehoshia, which din the Braisa is Rabbi Yehoshia referring his leniency to? Ile Marisha, if you want to assume he's talking about the first case of Braisa, he's permitted trimming off the spigot that initially that said that that's Usher. The Gemara says that can't be. How come Masakin Mana? There you're going to be Masakin Mana. That's definitely Usher, according to everyone. Rabbi Yehoshia would never say that that's Mutter. The Gemara says, rather we're talking about the end of it, the Braisa, which telling us that the spigot, the hole, falls out, that's also going to be that's going mutter. Then where it says, but also Tanakama namik mitzvah kashari. But the Tanakama says that's permitted also, so it can't be Rabbi Yosha is coming to say something's mutter, to which the Tanakama also says mutter. We wouldn't be quoting him therefore. So where it says Ella dechaticha losakla ikabinai. There must be the difference between them is where the tube had already been cut to serve as a spigot, but it hadn't been trimmed to the size that you wanted it to trim it to. Marsavar gazrina. So the Tanakama holds the chamim said that there is a dinder rabbanan in this case. So Marsavar lo gazrina. Whereas Rabbi Yosha said that there would not be an issue in this case. Then where it says Darash of Shisha Breder of Idi Mishmid Rabbi Yochanan. Allah Rabbi Yosha. Allah is going to follow Rabbi Yosha, and therefore someone is not allowed to place the tomb in the barrel for use as a spigot, even if it has not been tripped perfectly to the hole. Now, if the barrel was already done before Shabbos and you wanted to plug the hole, you're not allowed to put wax on it because Roshed of Memachek told it was Mareach. The Gemara says Mishcha. Now, talking about what if you have this Rashi, is the thick oil, Shemanav, you have thick oil to use that as to plug in the barrel. So Rav Asar Vishmol Shari. Rav says it's Asar and Shmol says it's Mutter. Manda Asar Gazrina Mishum Shava. The one who says it's Asar, we're afraid they're going to come to use wax. And using wax, that would be the Isra potential deraisa of Memachik of doing that, the told of Memareach. And someone who permits it, the word of Chachamim, they're going to hold that we don't. Sorry, man deshari lo gazrinan. According to the Chachamim, which is permitted, it's not going to be any issue. Whereas Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Chanan Rav Yosef, Beferu Shemar Lan Mishmei De Rav Mishcha Shari, that you explicitly told us in Rav that using that this oil, this thick oil, is going to be permitted. In general, the halacha of Mimareach, just to point out, when it comes to really Siyat Mimareach, told of Mimachik, is that the general rule of when smoothing it out is going to be Usher versus Mutter, the Degad I heard, I think, of the Shemar of Berkowitz, is that it's going to be a pile versus puddle. If something piles out, like a soap potentially, that's a pile, that would not be an issue of mimarech, that would not be the issue of mimachek, that would not be a problem. However, if it's a puddle, something that comes out more like a toothpaste, potentially, that could be one of the major issues with that, is the issue over there of mimachek. So now, just to point out also that Ramosha seems to be more achman in that, because Ramosha says that soap is usher to use on Shabbos. Okay, that's not getting into the whole thing right now. The verse says, Amar Tavos Rishba Amar Shmuel. Tavos Rishba says the name of Shmuel, apparently that was his name. So he says, Haitarfa the Asa Asr, that when it comes to the practice of the myrtle leaf in the hole of a barrel, that's going to be usher to put it in on Shabbos. So Rashi points out that when it placed in the hole in the wine, it would allow it to line to flow down. So that's going to be usher to do this on Shabbos. My Tama, Rav Yemar Medifni Amar, Kzira Mishum Marzev, that you're afraid that you're going to start making a spout would be usher to do on Shabbos, and therefore it's a type of thing which you make it to flow, that would be an isser on Shabbos. Rav Ashi Amar, Kzira Mishum Shema Yaktim. No, we're afraid that you're going to come to pull off the leaf. You're going to pull off the leaf that is from a detached branch, that would be a problem with sakin kli. That would be misakin kli. Ma'akim patish. That would be the issue over here. So the Gemara says, "My benayu, is there an afkamina between these two reasons of why it's usher?" Yes. The Gemara says, "Yes." Ika benayu dekati manche, where the leaves already been pulled out before Shabbos and it's ready before the end of Shabbos. So then, according to Rav Ashi, then he would be allowed to do this on Shabbos because you're not afraid you're going to take off the leaf. However, according to Rav Yemar, that a person is afraid of the leaf, we're afraid that they would still be creating this marzev, so be creating the spout. So therefore, it would still be usher lefi Rav Yemar. The Gemara considered beis adaya, that if you have this type of felt padding, Rav Asher, Rav says it's usher to wrap yourself in this cloth and go with it on the Shabbos. Or Shmuel Shari Shabbos, so that's mutter. It's not going to be a masoi to do this on Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Lachor, this has nothing to do with what we just mentioned before. This is about going in the Rosh Hashanah with this thing. The Gemara says, Berachin, when it comes to Saulfeld, everyone's going to agree that it's permitted to transport this way. But Kashin, and when it comes to Kashin, also the hard ones, the Kulia Malo Pligi to Usher, because then it's going to be a masoi. It's a burden that's not the way normal people travel, so it's clearly going to be Usher. They're disagreeing with regards to the middle type of texture, which is not so soft and not so hard. The Rav, who says that it's asr, it's going to be like a masoi, it's like a burden, and therefore it's not like you're carrying it, and it's going to be asr to go like that in Rosh Hashanah. And the one who permits it, meaning Shmuel, says that it's not going to be a problem of burden of carrying on Shabbos. Now Rav's case wasn't preferred, she only implied it. What was the mechal? What was implied? The Rav Iklehu Asher de Lo Avi Rav Chaz. He was going to a place that was very crowded in a certain area. Everyone was there. Nafiz Yafib Karmelis. So he went to sit down in a Karmelis, and Karmelis is Asher, we know Midarbanan to carry. Aisu Le Besa Daya. So they brought this felt padding, Lo Yasib, and he didn't sit down on it. So the Gemara says, Mandachaz is Savar Mishum de Besa Daya Asher. The one who saw it thought that he thought it was Asher for him to sit on it because he held that they were carrying it for him, and they violated the Esther Rabbanon of carrying it because it was a masoi. So now we see Agav, the Rav Yashav quotes in the name of Prima Gadim, who wonders, we see over here the Choran, we said Maisa Shabbos only applies by an Esther Dereisa. If someone does an Esther Dereisa, it's also for everyone else to be Nana. But an Esther Rabbanon, we thought Lachora should be Mutter to be Nana if a person only violated by accident, Peshogig. A Dinder Rabbanon, Lachora, it would not be an issue of Maisa Shabbos. So Lachora over here is a Raya the other way, that it should be Machmir. So the others say, yeah, but Nana is not necessarily a Raya from over here because maybe Rav was being extra Machmir on himself. As well before, Rav would be Machmir in certain circumstances on himself because he was Gavar Rabba. So maybe over here also is extra mach, but that's a shaila to bring down based on this over here. Now the Gemara says. So the Gemara says Mandachaz. So that's what they saw. Vloi. That's not the reason though, anyway, that he wasn't sitting down. The Rav Achruzim Achruz based the Yashar. Rav said that it's permitted. Why? So to go out like that. Mushim covered up a Yashavla because he didn't want to sit it because not everyone was able to sit. They only brought him the chair. He said, "Oh, it's not proper. I have to be the only one sitting." The Gemara says, "Who was there? Mind you, which Rabbanu were there?" But Rav wanted to show this cover to Rav Kana Rav Ashi. That was Rav Kana Rav Ashi. They were Tam and Chaver. They were like lower than him, but they're still considered. He still considered them their colleagues. Someone that he gave kavod to. The Mishnah says, "No sintashel sechabor b'shul sheyesh shamar." The Mishnah tells you if you put a cooked dish in a dry pit in order to preserve it. Also put good water into bad water to cool it off. Let it put cold water in the sun in order to warm up the food on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to discuss all these cases. Someone's garments fell while he was traveling. They fell in water. You let it walk with them. You don't have to fear that people are going to think that you did kibbutz, that you did laundering. Right? The moment you put something in water, that's an issue, right? So you don't have to be afraid of that. Have you come to Adam's courtyard? You're even allowed to spread them out to dry them when you come to your house. However, people shouldn't see you. People see you, then you're going to have the problem of Mara. So Gemara is going to discuss this as well. The Gemara now asks in the first case, Pita, that's obvious that you're allowed to put the cooked dish in the pit on the bottom. What would be the shadow of putting it in the pit? So the Gemara says, Mara, the same, I would have thought the following. Nigzer Mishim Ashvegumos Kamashmona. What if there is a din about smoothing out the bottom, the bottom of the pit, which was bumpy? If I'm going to smooth it out, that would be an Isser Dereisa. We always saw that when Mashvegumos, always the shadow of Bone or Choresh, one of those two options. That's the two options for Mashvegumos. By the way, we're afraid maybe that you would come to level it out. Kamashmona, there is no zero over here, there's no chash. The Gemara continues. Vesayavim also put good water into bad water to cool it out. The Gemara says, Pshita, this is also obvious. What would the shayla about putting good water into bad water? Then where's the Sefer Tzarchel? No, I need it for the Hemshech of the Mishnah, which tells you, it's a son of a Chama, about a cold water in the sun. But the Gemara says, cold water in the sun, we also know is Mutta. That's Chama. Cooking and Chama is not an issue. Huh? Nami Pshita, it's obvious. Why would you have to tell me that either? The Gemara says, I would have thought, Nigzer Dilma Asad Abdun Baramat. So, no, maybe that you would have thought Chama itself is Asher to put in, because maybe I'll gonna come to do told us a or, which is an Isher to Raisa of coming to put it in ashes and then heating it up, which would be told us or is an Isher to Raisa, Kamash Bun. Therefore, we don't make such a decree because we're not going to get confused between chama and told us chama. However, told us chama we saw before. You are machmirah, and that's what we saw in the earlier the Gemara and Parak in the beginning. Prakim over there. The Gemara says mishneshu, someone whose garments fell off in water. Amar vidam marav kol makom shul chachamim bnei marasayin. Anywhere the chachamim say that something is usher because of marasayin, they look like you're doing something wrong. Afil bechadre chadarim usher. It's going to be usher even in your house. There's a shaila. What fundamentally? What's the reason in that in your house? Is it because people will see you, or we're afraid that if you do it in private, maybe you'll come to do it in public. But either way, we assume that Mara sign is usher even in your house, in your innermost room. Well, Mara says it's not. So we learn in our Mishnah, isn't this against Rav though? That you don't, as long as you don't do it in front of people, it sounds like if you do it in your house, it's going to be totally mutter. So the Mara says you're right, but tonight, it's a machlok, we spread them out in the sun of Allah, but you don't spread them in front of people. That's usher to do it, even b'chadri chadam, that's like Rav, and this Mishnah is not like Rav. We pass in Chadri Chadarim, but Lachora we're only Machmir. That's a shaila about that. We're only by Isser Darim Raisa. That's the Machlokes Raman the Shach by the beginning of your day over there. When it comes to the almond milk, that Maras Ayin over there might be a shaila. Okay, that comes up a lot. A different in Yonim, but Maras Ayin, but Chadri Chadarim. Rav Yashiv also just points out that when it comes to Maras Ayin, we're afraid that when it comes to a towel, that everyone knows that you'll come to dry off. That Chorin Paskin, that's considered everyone knows about it, and that's not going to be Hashem Maras Ayin, and therefore drying those out with a towel, like a hand towel, things like that, drying it on the sun would not be an issue. If it's something that everyone knows about, there is no gzera. That is paskened by the Achronah. That's Rav Yashiv quotes in his sefer. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll pick up with the Hemshech of the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, I'll pick up with that tomorrow.